We move on now to the growing fears over the Zika virus. Health officials warning it could be worse than predicted. 358 confirmed cases of Zika virus in 41 states, and now a battle brewing over federal money needed to fight the outbreak. ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill tonight.
The virus causing these devastating birth defects has been called scarier than first thought by the CDC, but top health officials say they don't have the money they need to fight it.
We can't just not address this. This is really a very important thing.
Their request for nearly $2 billion to wage a war against Zika is stalled here in the halls of Congress. The administration has asked for the money to detect and respond to the virus, test mosquitoes which spread Zika, and research vaccines. But Republicans say they won't approve the spending until they get more information. In the basement of the Capitol, we track down the chairman who holds the purse strings.
What's the remaining holdup?
That letter was generalities. It did not contain the specific information we have to have to spend taxpayers' dollars.
Well, obviously, we disagree with that. We know exactly how we're going to spend that money and hopefully a successful development of a Zika vaccine.
And at the White House, they say they have provided all the necessary details and that Republicans are simply playing politics.
We seem to be at a bit of a standstill here. Chairman Rogers says
dangerously so.
This simply is not enough. He says he needs more specifics.
They are grasping in the dark for an excuse.
Now, Republicans insist they aren't playing games, and they have already okayed $600 million to help in this fight. But health officials say that simply isn't enough to get the job done. Tom.